for today and the next few episodes, Sarah and I will take up the topic of the art of dying, rewritten for our times by Brother Columba Thomas. He's both a Dominican priest and maybe a Dominican brother. I think he's a Dominican brother and a medical doctor from Yale. So, but we'll get to who he is in a minute. So setting this up. So recalling a broader image that we have here on our channel, Garden of Graces, and the analogy to the spiritual life is the seasons of the garden. With winter, there's planning and hope. Spring is that time of initiating, of planting, of walking in the way. Summer, we've likened to the dark night of the soul. Death and extreme trials, and this is where the art of dying will mostly fit in. But we will see that it's actually going to present itself also in the winter and spring months as well. And then fall is the harvest. Ancestrally with the wheat and the grapes, the Eucharistic banquet, and of course heaven, our final, God willing, home. So dying is a subject that is quite often taboo, even though it comes for every person, and no one is owed a tomorrow. And if you start to live long enough, you start to know people who look like they were in, picture of health and great situation, whatnot, and, they were no longer with us in this world. So too is suffering. Suffering is also a subject that doesn't have much of an anchor in our society. So to die well, one should prepare. Here's going to be the thesis statement for Brother Columba. It's our thesis statement. It's the one for Garden of Graces with our analogy of the seasons of a garden. That to prepare for death occurs during the life of the person. Yes, there's that immediate part. We covered that a little bit, a few shows ago about preparing for eternal life. But the real walk with death, if you will, is the quality of the life that person has led. Okay. And, of course, we have a nota bene. To the extent possible, suffering and death should be supported. But at the end, neither can be avoided. So no one's here is, you take the necessary and prudent steps one can and should to alleviate death and suffering. There's no assisted suicide thoughts here. But at the end of the day, those methods will fail because we are mortal and we will die. And so there's a little caveat there.
Yeah, I think the old adage that the art of dying well must be preceded by living well.
Yes.
And really there's, and I think actually in that there's a little bit of the key is how does one define living well? That's an important consideration because there really is great confusion of what it means to live well, particularly in the modern times. We live with so little inconvenience that even the smallest inconvenience seems a great suffering, particularly when we compare ourselves to, even 100 years ago. It's a very, very profane video, and I certainly would not recommend it for most of the audience, but there is a Louis C.K. video. He's a very profane comedian, but he just said, everything is awesome and people are, annoyed by that, and it's much more graphic than that, but it's true that there is an element of our inability to detach ourselves from this life because in so many ways, our expectations of this life have been put at a level that are almost unachievable. And so, you know, there's a lot of perhaps maybe pent-up resentment or guilt based upon, you know, resentment that you didn't get to do what you wanted to do, or resentment that you, or guilt that maybe you did too much, you know, that you oughtn't to have done. But those are, I really think that that's kind of an important consideration right now, that we have to really be able to focus on, you have to be focused on the present, because that is the art of living well, right? Doing the next good thing.
That's right. So when we stop there, it'd be a little short intro, but pick up on the other side and get more into the, you know, flesh out those points that you've made. Till then, my friends, vide sriracha.